The 6th of May 2021 sees people in the UK head to the polls. There are a variety of elections, from police and crime commissioners, mayoral elections, local elections, even some national parliamentary elections taking place. And the question comes around for blind and partially sighted people: how accessible is it to vote? Holly Mathis is in Manchester. She joins us to tell us a little bit about her experience. Holly, is it easy? Is it getting easier? Are there still problems?
I've had kind of a unique experience, I think, because while I'm in my late 30s, I've only recently started voting in the UK because I only got my citizenship about 3 years ago. So I've only voted in a couple of elections here. But I think the fact that I look like somebody who's very used to this means I have had polling station staff kind of ignore me when I've turned up with my white cane and everything, and usually with my partner to help me. They don't stop their conversation at all. They kind of carry on speaking among themselves. And I perfectly, you know, understand that they're going to have a lot of dull bits in their day, and I'm very happy for them to have a chat. But I think when people actually turn up, especially somebody who very clearly has a disability, you'd hope they could put that to one side for a minute and say something to me other than ask for my name and address, which is all the interaction I've ever had.
It's an interesting point, because I go in with the guide dog and perhaps my wife. You know, I've been voting for some time. I won't tell you how old I am. And my experience has been quite mixed. You know, they notice the guide dog, but it tends to be up to me to say, can I have the tactile voting device? Can you read me the candidates list? Can you show me to the polling booth? You would think by now, you know, that would be second nature if they see a dog or the cane.
The first time I went, my partner was with me, and after I was asked my name and address, he ended up telling me, I have your ballot here. He was holding it out, and he said he'd taken it from the staff member, had kind of picked up the two for him and me both, and just kind of held them out in the air. And obviously, since she didn't say anything, I didn't know that had happened. So he had to grab both of them and then say, here's yours, you know, and kind of handed to me properly so that I knew what was going on. He had to lead me to the polling booth. I'm lucky that I don't need any of the assistive devices to vote. I just need more navigation around the polling station, you know. It's obviously not a place you spend a lot of time, so you don't really have a sense of, you know, where things are, how to get around and how not to bump into things. But also, once I had voted, my husband was able to lead me to where the ballot box was. But obviously, he said at that point, he later told me, actually, that he didn't want to take my vote off me, even to put it in the box. You know, at that point, it's sort of, he didn't even know if it was proper or legal for him to do that. You know, he didn't want to be seen to be doing anything incorrectly. But that left me with a big black box on the table with a small black slot in it that I had to find to put the ballot in.
So for you, it's more just recognize that I have the cane and ask, you know, what assistance I need. And it is, as you say, it's really just sort of directional rather than requiring, you know, things read out or the template. I suppose if you think the staff are perhaps just going through the motions, or you've been doing that all day, it's just almost an automatic thing to hold out sheets and things like that. Yeah. But perhaps for you anyway, it's just a little bit more attention.
The first time, I don't think I necessarily knew exactly what was available. So as somebody partially sighted, I'm used to the idea that sometimes the ordinary things are okay for me, and sometimes I need special accessible things. And I didn't know what the options were about the large print ballots or the tactile devices or having, you know, the option to have names read out and that kind of thing. Not all of that is relevant to me, but it might be an option. It gives you some confidence if somebody says, would you like me to talk to you about things that may help you vote? I say, you've got a white cane. Do you want me to talk about what would help you?
Interesting point there, Holly. You know, it's also that first time you go, you don't know perhaps the rules, and you're a bit unsure. So for you, as we said, you know, it's a little bit more about the staff understanding. Now, if you're heading to the polls, we'd like more help and information from RNIB. There is a lot on the website, actually, about what you should expect at polling station. We've got our voting booklet as well. Do go to rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and you can also get in touch with the helpline via your Amazon Echo device. Just ask Lady A to call RNIB helpline. Holly, well, best of luck this time around. Maybe you can let us know how you got on, if it was any better, and thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.